Amen. With precision, with accuracy. We pray, God, that your power will take control. Speak through my lips, think through my mind. Let me articulate your word with precision, with simplicity, with clarity, with the ability to change and transform life. Let the word coming come with the efficacy of transformation, that somebody will be catapulted and translated into something that eyes have not seen, that ears have not heard, nor enter into the heart of man. Because these are the things that you have kept for a purpose. I thank you, God, in Jesus' mighty name. Somebody shout, amen. Ah, praise God, amen. God is good. We will do that during the ministration. Remind me next time, on time. Amen. Amen. Let me have the singers back on stage. We want to take our offering. Amen. I want to take this offering. Then when we finish straight. Amen. You want to take your offering and you want to bless God. Bless you, God. We are giving because we love you. Because you first love us. We pray for the empowerment to always be able to give in spite of the destitutes of life, in spite of the challenges of life. May we never stop obeying you in the name of Jesus. Amen. It tastes because there is no salt. Praise the Lord. In the book of John, chapter 21, verse 14 to 18, the Bible said, this is now the third time that Jesus shared himself to his disciples after that he was risen from the dead. So that when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than this? What was there on the table? It was food. Lovest me more than this? He said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, feed my lord, my lambs. He said to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, feed my lord, sheep. He said unto him the third time, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, Lord, thou knowest all things, thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus said unto him, feed my sheep. Amen. Look at the face of your neighbor and say, neighbor, love alone is just not good enough. Amen. Love alone is just what? Not good enough. I just saw something I didn't see before. This was a man that he doesn't get things the first time. He's used to it. Jesus knows it. Even to the point of repentance, when he betrayed Jesus, the cock had to crow how many times? Three times. He gets things after three times. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And thanks be to God that he knows how to trigger himself in our life as many as possible just to draw our attention. Peter is not the kind of person who gets things wrong the first time. Some of us, if we know the way things must be, God is repeating himself several times repetitively in order for us to hear what he wants to say. Some of us, we are not paying attention to the details, but we are just paying attention to the surface. Some of us, we have been engaged into things and God keep on repeating himself repetitively for us to catch the revelation. But you are wondering why the same thing keep on coming to you the same time and you are not getting it. The point is that you are not getting it. The problem is not that Jesus doesn't know the sort of question and who he's asking the question to. But the point is that until you get the understanding of the question, I can't move on to the next question. In this country, it is more of a procedure rather than one gaining detail or understanding in what they are doing in this country when it comes to education. But from where I come from, you don't move from year 7 to year 8 until you pass and gain certain basic things. You don't move forward. And that is what we call repetition. How many of you remember those days? We repeated in the class. And the student who you thought you were ahead of them came to meet you in the same class. And you keep on repeating until you grab the concept. And the word repetition brings about emphasis. So repetition, when you keep on seeing the same thing in your life, it brings about what? Emphasis. Repetition is also a way of providing more insight and giving you the opportunity to gain what you couldn't gain before. Now Jesus repeated the question because it is not because he loved asking questions, but because Peter is still thinking that he knows the answer, but he doesn't know the answer. And sometimes we answer questions thinking that we've answered them. Little would we know that we've not answered them. Now it came to my realization that if you give a foolish person a question and you give the same paper he's answered back to him and you tell him to mark it, he will mark the wrong question wrong correctly. Why? Because he doesn't know. Praise the Lord. So most of us, under the sound of my voice, what I'm going to share with you, there are times you hear, that is why one of the things that one doesn't grasp when it comes to questioning is that familiarity makes you think you know, but you don't know. Say to your neighbor, don't be familiar with me. Don't be too familiar with me. Praise the Lord. For the fact that you have no idea, familiarity will kill the potency within what you can receive from what you know not. This was how dare Peter ask Jesus behave the way, you know, when he answered the first question, Jesus asked the second question. It was like, Jesus, what are you doing? Lord, what are you doing? Don't you know? Praise the Lord. Don't you know? I know, but Peter, you are not getting it. Praise the Lord. The first time Peter encountered Jesus, he went down and bowed down his head. But after many talking and dealing with Jesus, now he's questioning Jesus now. Be careful who you question. Tell your neighbor, be careful who you question. Love is not just good enough. I'm going to share something with you that will bless you today because I have a long way to go. The point is that not everybody is qualified to take care of the lamp. Bear with me here. Not everybody is qualified to take care of the lamp. Not everybody is qualified to take care of the sheep. Not everybody. It belongs to those who love who? Jesus. Because without the ingredient of love within the face of your serving the lamb and the sheep, there is a great tendency or proclivity that you will not be able to survive. Because it is a great task that I've been given to Peter. Now Peter has come to the point to know that he loved Jesus. But as I said last week, love will put a demand on you. Be careful what you love. Say to your neighbor, be careful what you love. Some of us, we didn't know what we fell in love with until we took them to our house before we knew what we were in love with. And they told us right behind the pulpit that so far as you brought her here yourself, it's a he that findeth a wife, findeth a good thing, and obtained favor from the Lord. But you should have asked God, why are you giving me favor? It's because of what you'll be going through. Praise the Lord. Some of us, we don't know what we handle. That is why it's, the pastor will tell you right at the front, he said, because you've brought it to yourself, it's for better, for worse. And you have to know that you have caged yourself into it. Now, what I'm sharing with you is that the reason why you must be able to go through, the reason why you have to take care of my sheep, the reason why you have to take care of my lamb is because you have chosen to love me. It is not easy, but because of the love you have for me, I will help you. This work is not done by them that love not the Lord. Praise the Lord. In the book of John chapter 15, verse 9 to 13, it said that as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. And I said to you, the only way you can continue in the love of God is to abide in his love. And how do I abide in his love? To keep his commandment. Praise the Lord. When somebody tells you to keep something, it means there is a tendency that it could be taken away from you. You have to keep it. The word keep means protect. And I told you that God wants us to protect his house. God wants us to protect the flock. God wants us to protect the lamb. Why? Because they are vulnerable. And the only way you can protect them is by what? By loving me. You have to do it in love. I don't know, but I hear a word in my... I hear words sometimes. I hear a word. You have to come to the point of conscientious. Of what? Conscientious. You have to be conscious about it. That this is my project. This is my work. Why? Because I've chosen to love God. Praise the Lord. And I love the little girl who said to the man, I ain't going to bow down for anything. I'm going to bow down for Jesus and him alone. I don't care whether you move me forward or you move me backward, because I've understood where I came from. Praise God. And the Bible said in the same confinement, it said in John chapter 3 verse 16, it said, for God so loved that the world that he gave all, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. And I said to you that the love of God couldn't just that alone couldn't save man, until the love produced something that could save man. So if you love God, you must know that love will put a demand on you. Hallelujah. Love put a demand on the present world, loving. And you must know that your love, that is why you have to be careful who you love. Because if you love the wrong person will demand the wrong thing in your life. If you want to understand this more, you have to speak to Samson and you have to speak to Delilah. The Bible said that Samson decided to fall in love with the wrong person. And when you fall in love with the wrong person, the demand that will come out of it will put you in trouble. And I remember many years ago, when you're a young person and you fall in love and you're a Christian and you fall in love, you thought everybody in the church is a Christian. But later would you know that the demand will be different from a Christian. And you have to know what your priorities are. Otherwise, somebody will lead you into condemnation. Praise the Lord. I want to bring us all to the point of the third stage of this message. The Bible said in John chapter 21, verse 14 to 15, it said, this is now the third time that Jesus has showed himself to the disciples. This is now what? The third time. And I told you that Peter doesn't get things first time. This was what? The third time. So we see three occurring in most of the sequence here in the scriptures. This was the third time he appeared to them. He repeated the question how many times? 3 times, because that is when he will get it. So when they have dined and finished dining and finished everything, when you finish dining, that is when you talk more. The dining period is a time when everything is beautiful, it's nice, it's beautiful, and everything is going on right. What you want is the dining. That was when the Bible talked about the fact that the disciples were there, and Peter said he was going to fishing, and he said, I want to go back to fishing. And the disciples said, let's go to fishing, and they went to fishing. Why? Because they want dining is a way of, is what I would term figuratively as joy, the happiness moment. That is why when God is even talking about blessing you, he said, I will prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemy. Dining is a period of excitement. And that is when you get people talking big things. Hallelujah. Come and say big things. I remember many times, some of us, when say praise the Lord. I believe there are certain men, especially when they want to get something, they don't care what they promise. Be careful what you promise. When you are too excited, be careful what you promise, because those who are listening will demand for it. Now Jesus knows that Peter can get excited, and he was talking and bubbling. After meal, he want to talk. When you want to know how well somebody is disciplined, you have to meet the person after meal. Praise the Lord. If you can get somebody who is disciplined after meal, you know they are okay. Hallelujah. Now the Bible said that he asked a question the third time. And he said, take care of my lamb. Today, I want you to understand that it is more easier, even though it is difficult, it is easier to take care of the lamb than taking care of the sheep. Because the lamb, you can reconfine them, you can remold them, and you can redirect them, you can reshape them to become what you want them to become when you start with them. When the school is not doing well in this country or any part of the country, when the school is not doing well, it is better for you to shut the school down and start with year 7 fresh. The school will be able to change. But if you decide to say you want to change the school and keep the same student in the school and keep on running the school as normal, it is sometimes very difficult or impossible to change the state of the school. So the best thing to do is to shut the school down even for one month and open the school again and put a new name on it and start with year 7 alone and shape them the way you want and let them move ahead. Praise the Lord. So it is easier to do that. The lamb. But never to delay, even though it is the easier part of the journey, it is also very demanding, very, very demanding, very occupying, and very challenging. Praise the Lord. It is challenging. And God is not calling the church to a place of butter and bread. And that is a mistake we are committing. We think that God has called us into something without struggle. He said, yeah, though you go through the valleys of the shadows of death, you will fear no evil because thou art with me. My rod and my staff, they will comfort you. And the church must understand that the church needs comfort. If you are a believer and you don't have the prerequisite, you don't have what it takes to receive comfort, you will be in trouble, because the journey ahead of us is requiring for what? Comfort and encouragement. Amen. Now the Bible says he asked the second time and he asked the third time. Now what I want you to understand is that what God is calling us to do, it is not easy, but it's worth doing. Praise the Lord. And I told you that who told you it's going to be easy? It is not what? Easy. And I said to you that love alone is not what? Good enough to meet the need of God. And there are many people who tend to love God, but yet still they are not showing the power that comes from love. When you love something, you don't want it to perish. When you love, that is why you must, anything done outside love cannot see the glory of God. That is why the basis for our activities must be based on what? On love. Come on, say love. Come on, say love. I don't know who you are, but I'm here to tell you that if you love what it, if you love something, you will do what it takes to protect it. Because God is calling us to a place where the love of God is the only thing that can empower us into the future. I am here to tell somebody under the sound of my voice, the reason why I know you must succeed is that it is the love of God that will carry you through. Without the love of God, you cannot move forward in life. Hallelujah. In John chapter 21 verse 18, it says, verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, let me go to verse 18. When he asked him the third time, most of us think that being a Christian is easy. It is not easy. To be a Christian is what? It's never easy. Amen. To be a Christian is what? It's not easy. Say to your neighbor, it is not easy. Say to your neighbor, it is not easy. Praise the Lord. You know the Bible said that God is love. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. Now what I want you to understand is that for the fact that you know the truth, doesn't mean you qualify to be set free. Praise the Lord. You must be able to protect and preserve the truth. You must be able to fight and keep the truth. I've always said to you, the church has come to the point thinking that everything must be easy before we embark on. What God is calling us to do is that there are times we will be taking care. For the fact that you are taking care of something, that didn't mean that that thing appreciates what the care you are giving to it. For the fact that you are keeping something, protecting something, that thing doesn't know that you are protecting it because that person is losing foresight. Praise the Lord. And that is one thing we must appreciate in life, is that if we have been called into the group, the company of people who love God, then we must be ready to sacrifice. Now the church has not come to the point to sacrifice. Sacrifice means what? Sacrifice. It is sacrificed because it cost somebody. Praise the Lord. Now the Bible said that Cain and Abel of rendered what? Sacrifice. But it is not, listen, there are some of us, the offering we give, the tithe we give, the giving we do, it would be better if we don't do it. Praise the Lord. Anything you do grudgingly, anything you don't do in love and you are compelled, forced to do, it is better if you don't do it. Praise the Lord. Listen, the church must come to the point of sacrificing. When we say sacrificing, I was reading something just last night. God wants you to understand that the closer you get to your miracle, the tougher it becomes. The closer you get to your breakthrough, the difficult and challenging and requiring it becomes. The church has come to the point to understand that love is powerful, but we must know that the closer you are getting to your peak, the difficult and challenging it becomes. I don't know who you are, but God is saying that I have not just called you to the lamp level alone, but I've called you to the sheep level, which means that the more the lamp mature and you get to the sheep, the care you begin to provide become more demanding. Hallelujah. Most of us think that because we are getting close to the breakthrough, sometimes when you are challenged the more, you must know you are getting ready for the reward. Come on, say reward. How did I know? The Bible said that when Jesus was born, immediately he was born, he went through some challenges. They wanted to kill him. He survived and moved forward. But the Bible said healing the sick, accusation placed on him was not so devastating like when he was getting closer to get to the cross. When you are getting ready to achieve the purpose of the love you have for God, the more difficult it becomes. Praise the Lord. Tell your neighbor, it gets difficult. Now the disciples were getting ready to the promise. Getting ready to the promise, it became more challenging than before. And I want you to understand that the journey, the more closer you want to get to God, the more closer you want to get to Jesus, the more challenging it becomes. Praise God. So don't take it lightly when you don't go through challenges. Don't take it lightly if you don't go through difficulty. Do you remember Peter following Jesus? The Bible said the other disciples kept themselves somewhere. But the more Peter get closer to Jesus, the more the challenge became difficult. The more the temptation was intensified and gratified. The believer must know that the more you get closer to God, the more challenging it becomes. Praise the Lord. The more the Israelites were getting close to their miracle, the promised land, the more they saw the giant standing there. And the reason why I know you will succeed is that you are moving by God in love. And sometimes when you don't go through difficulty, it doesn't mean everything is okay. You have to check yourself. Love will put you to the level where you have to rely on God. Praise the Lord. And when it gets tougher, you must go back to the one who gave you the love. Praise God. Don't let it go. Hold on, because your love will never disappoint you. I don't know whatever you are doing. I don't know whatever is causing pain in your life, because you want to get to the top. Now, therefore, the challenges have become so hard. The Bible said, Peter, I want you to understand that take care of my lamb, but I want you to take care of my sheep. It will require something for you to sacrifice. Praise the Lord. Love alone is not reward. It's not good enough. Praise the Lord. The Bible said that when they stood the test of time, in Acts chapter 4, verse 13, the Bible said, now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. But these were men who pressed on when pressing on was not possible. The Bible says Abraham hope against hope. The more Abraham was getting close to Isaac, to give birth to Isaac, the more that the challenge of Sarah proposing Hagar to him. Precious one, when you are getting close to your miracle, it gets tougher and you have to draw closer to God than as ever before. Praise the Lord. I want to talk about, there is something that is going on, and I said I will address it today. When it comes to tithing, let me have the music. Is that coming from music? No, let me have music. Somebody smoke. Amen. I will let you play in a minute. When it comes to tithing, you can hear a lot of information going on about tithing. Okay? The argument here is that there is a majority of people who are abusing the system of the tithing. The problem is not those who are doing it, are those who are in love with God. That is one thing you must understand this. If you don't love God, don't tithe. It's useless. This kind of event, activity, is only done by those who love God. Understand me. If you don't love God and you tithe, it's useless. Do you understand me? If you don't love God and you tithe, it's useless. In the Old Testament, we saw about Malachi chapter 3. We spoke about that one. The whole point of the tithing is to make sure that your pastor, your workers in the church, especially your pastor, instead of him to go and work day and night and do much, he can do the same thing you are doing. There's no problem with that. But if he keep on doing the same thing you are doing, he can't do what he's supposed to do. Okay? So for that purpose, they said, for him to be able to perform his role effectively, let's pay the tithe and offering and give it to the widows and give it to those who are in need and also get something to give to the pastor so that he will have the peace of mind and not go to fishing when he's supposed to spend time with God. That was where the disciples came with and said that for us, we have decided we will not serve table, we will commit ourselves to the saying of the scriptures and to prayer. So that is why the tithing was organized. If you don't do tithing, something, I don't want to say, you will not gain the blessing. The blessing we're talking about here is a kind of blessing. Some of us, we think we're joking here. Let me say this. If God is able to do everything, I don't disagree. He can do everything. But decide to keep £10 in your account every month. Okay? And see how long it will take you to be able to buy a house in this country. Okay? When you are doing something for God, you must bear in mind and know the reason why it is being done for. There was a time in the days of Moses, the church, if we occupy in our rightful place, there are times when there is no need for money in the church must stop people from giving. If there is no need for the money, then you must stop giving money to the church. That is what happened to Moses. The Bible said the purpose of collecting the jewelries and the staff was to build the temple of God, was to build for God. And the Bible said that when it was enough, he stopped them. He said, stop. It got to a point where Moses had to tell them, it's enough. Why? If there is a need for the tithe to be used in the church, the reason why people are talking about it is because there are certain folks who are abusing it. If people are abusing it, why don't you stop those who are abusing it and let the things of God continue in the house? It said, bring the tithe and the offering into the world, into the storehouse that there may be what? There may be bread. Praise the Lord. So it is important that the church take care of the church. We are not asking anybody, listen, there is, I don't know whether you know London, there is a place in London, it's a mosque, and you don't know, the Muslim give more. Because they understand why they do it. When you sacrifice for God, God will do all. Will bless you. You are not, if you do it out of love, that is why somebody said that when I compare, you don't love God, you don't want to follow God, you walk in sin and you pay your tithe. What are you going to receive? You want to do what? Please God. And that is why God is saying that it is time. That is why sometimes you come to church and somebody will upset you. But you don't bank out of it. You do what? You continue because you know what you are looking for. Praise the Lord. Precious one, under the sound of my voice, somebody hearing my voice, I want you to understand that for the fact that you come to church, last time we were doing home cell and we wanted to pray and there's a prayer. So I don't know whether I prayed that or somebody prayed that. He said, even those who didn't come for home cell, bless them the same way you've blessed us. How can this be possible? How can it be possible? How can it be possible that those who come to church, if there is a blessing? That is why the Bible said the man at the pool of Bethesda, the only grace he received was to receive favor from Jesus. Otherwise, he will be there for many years more. God has got a standard. Those who walk into that standard will be able to see the glory. Come on, shout glory. Come on, shout glory. If we want to enjoy good music and we are not ready to sacrifice and sponsor the children to learn, do you think that God will make it happen in spite of us not sacrificing? But when you sow a seed into it, he will cause it to manifest. There are certain children, it doesn't matter how much amount of money you impute. Do you think it is our money that is making them to learn it? Yes and no. It is the grace of God that is causing them to even hear what they are playing and play it properly. It is the grace of God. But your love, the step in your love will make it happen. Praise the Lord. The church, you must know that there is something you have to sacrifice for God. And when Peter decided to love the lamb and began to love the sheep, the Bible said people started knowing that he's been with Jesus. If somebody offends you and you back out, just like an unbeliever, then who are you? The love of God is able to endure. You don't back out because you know that God is with you. And those of us who want to see good things happening, good things doesn't just happen. When you check your Bible, those who know what they are pursuing, the Bible said the name of Jacob was told that your brother will bow before you. He thought it will come on a silver platter. But the Bible said when he tarried in the presence of God and the night was about to be breaking forth, the Bible said that was when the blessing came forth. Abraham was told he was going to become the father of many nations, but later they didn't know that Isaac must be sacrificed. If you want to see the glory of God, the prerequisite that causes you to see the glory of God is to obey him without questioning. Praise the Lord. Jesus said, I want you to take care of my lamb because I need somebody. The reason why God is calling us to be committed to his things is that I need somebody to preserve the generation. I need somebody to tell somebody about Jesus. I said, how can they hear if nobody preaches? Stand on your feet. I want you to hold the hand of your neighbor. If a little girl can say that I will not bow, I don't care whether there is a bullet in the gun or not, I will not deny Jesus. You, when they lift the empty gun up, you say, I deny him. You think you see the glory of God in your life? Love alone is what? It's not good enough. You have to stand for what you love. Endure with what you love. Fight for what you love. Then you see the glory of God in your life. Lift up your right hand. Let me pray for you. I pray that everything you have fallen in love with, may you get the power that will cause you to see the glory in your love. May everything you have demand that is demanded in your love for the Lord, may the Lord give you the understanding to be able to fight for it. May your life never be the same. May you not look at others to determine the love you have for the Lord. May you not look at anybody to determine the way you fight in your love. I pray that fight the good fight of faith, that you will see the glory of God in your life. In the name of Jesus, amen.